I saw videos online where people were advising Igbos to go to the East to invest, not to invest here, that it's not safe, the government will come after you. I'm not Yoruba. We are here. We're seeing these things play out and we know it is not true. Nobody's chasing any tribe.
How many developments do you have?
In Lagos State today, nobody is chasing any tribe away.
Simple.
Nobody.
Short.
The narrative is wrong.
I don't care. All of you are scammers. Get out. I don't even want you to. I am frustrated. Developers, you people are thieves. How safe is it to invest in Lagos? The Commissioner for Housing said 80% of buildings in Lekki do not have approval.
When a government agency comes out to say 80% of the houses in Lekki does not have approval, I would ask for the source of that data.
All this uproar in the real estate sector now, the government is demolishing this. The government is not actually demolishing legitimate houses. What they are demolishing are houses that are built on government.
Right away.
Right away.
Ask everybody that their property has been demolished to actually come out with a certified trick copy of the approval they had. None had it. I have never seen anyone.
I know the property that was demolished at Mende, Maryland. I have visited somebody in that estate before. And I said it at the back of my mind that the day government visit this estate, they are definitely going to pull it down.
But do you think this approach was right? Couldn't there have been something else?
There's no approach to demolition.
Before the whole approval thing came into play, the only thing people asked about, C of O. The issue is they've seen properties with C of O.
Yeah.
Get demolished.
They don't break any of your house.
Nope.
They don't break any of your house.
No, but the news of demolition has made me not being able to sell property like I used to. If we used to sell 10 properties in a month, I'm not sure we are doing 3.
The price of properties, do you think they are not real?
Why do you think it's not real? The projects I'm doing now, right? I'm currently doing drainage, right? I'll do road. I'll buy transformer. I'll do water. My dear, I'm government. Who builds the country?
The people.
Is it the guy who is in Ajegunle? Who hasn't fed himself for how many years? Who is struggling, trying to get a school? Is it the guy that will now come and buy all these properties or do make the country better? Not them.
I think the fear people have is majorly media driven. There's a place for do your own due diligence.
Period. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the KK Show, Key to Keys. Now, right here is where we dive into real estate itself. I have with me Dr. Simon, CEO at Dozillion Homes.
Is that what they call me? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And we also have Peacemaker, CEO, Brass and Castles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
For having me too.
You're welcome. And Oracle, High Priest, Chief Priest, right?
The Metropolitan Developer.
What happened after the Metropolitan Pastor?
Mr. Eddie, CEO Property Raider.
Yes.
These men are astute developers. They've made a name in the real estate sector. And today we'll be hearing from them, you know, what has happened in the real estate sector, how it has been for them, and, you know, their advice to all potential investors. So there's a topic that has been lingering. We've been having, I've had several clients ask questions. How safe is it to invest in Lagos? Recently, the Commissioner for Housing said 80% of buildings in Lekki do not have approval. And you guys are building in Lekki.
Okay, so I would start by saying, and I'll put it out there very clearly, Lagos is safe to invest in. And real estate still remains one of the safest investments that anyone can engage in or anyone can have in terms of, you know, investment portfolios. The issue of approval. So I'll give you a story. During COVID, right, when everybody was at home, some people were actually doing construction works. And government offices were not open. So it means that there was nobody to issue approval at that point in time. And well, because of the urgency of solving the housing deficit needs, right? And the demand that came with stay at home, and people wanted, you know, people wanted to live in houses. Mm. So some people were constructing at that point in time. So when someone comes out to say, or when a government agency comes out to say 80% of the houses in Lekki does not have approval, well, I would ask for the source of that data, right? Which I do not think it is. That data does not have a basis. Yeah, if I have to use that, because how do you have, let's start from it. How do you
quantify,
or how do you come up with such? How do you know? Is it that you counted the houses in Lekki and now decided that 85% of it or 80% of it is not under approval? Now, most of those are houses that are not. So you start from the Surveyor General's office before you go to land registry, before you now go to town planners, before you now go to building control. So before you go to these four agencies to get building approval done, where did this data came from, or come from? So
I think what I would say is to make a clarity. For the two gentlemen that are here with me, I know them one-on-one.
Yeah.
I can confirm that all their properties have approvals, including my own property.
Yeah.
And I read that article, by the way.
Yeah.
What the commissioner actually said, was it Beju Lekki?
Exactly. So they removed
the Beju. I think it's the media that just went about, started using Lekki. It was Beju Lekki. Because it's even difficult for you to develop within Lekki axis. And you won't have approval because their office is actually in the same Lekki.
Yeah.
So how do you build in Lekki without approval? So
there are a lot of developers who actually build.
I'm even saying they are going to come to your building almost every other week.
Ah, well, they will settle them.
So it's no longer our problem. It's not their problem.
Now,
you collected money to look away. So don't put it on me that my building does not have approval.
Mm.
And this thing has its own ripple effect.
Yes.
You know, because, I mean, if I can jump on that headline alone, everybody won't buy a house.
Correct.
Nobody would buy.
Correct.
It becomes unsafe.
You know, there's another angle to it. You know, aside from the COVID situation.
Yeah.
We have situations where there's some areas where you want to secure approval on. And then they tell you that the town planners tell you that they have messed up the layout of the place.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, you won't be able to get approval.
Approval.
You know, and you have to go back to the family to get them to sort out the layout, you know, because in some locations, you notice that they've sold streets, they've sold
the roads,
drainages and all that, which are some of those things that they have been demolished now. Mm-hmm. You build on government infrastructure, government will take their
right up way.
And that's why you have all this uprise, all this uproar in the real estate sector now. You know, people are just saying the government is demolishing this. The government is not actually demolishing legitimate houses. What they are demolishing are houses that are built on government
right away.
You know, government infrastructures like the road, like the drainages. So now you have those areas where people genuinely try to get approval for their buildings. And then the building control guys tell you, look, we can't give you approval here because if you check our system, this doesn't tally. So you guys need to go sort it out. And then you are just a small,
fraction of the entire distance.
There's little or nothing you can do. Right. So that's part of the challenges that you have in Lagos State. Until that is regularized and all that, you can't really just say that 80%, you know, because there are blames, of course, on both sides, developers and then the building control guys too.
Yeah.
But both of us working together, you know, as one entity, we can actually have this resolved. But Lagos State is actually very, very safe. It's safer than most cities in the world.
Yeah.
And you have guaranteed return on your investment in Lagos State. And the rate of return on investment is unlike any other place.
Yeah.
I was listening to Jimovia. Jimovia said that in nowhere in the world would you make the kind of money you make in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Nowhere. And then nowhere would you make that kind of money in Lagos.
I think you should add to it Legitimately.
Yes, it's the owner of Zenith Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he said. And then we are testament to that because we started this real estate business building gradually and legitimately too, right? This is where we are. So if imagine the guys in the diaspora bringing in their remittances, buying up legitimate properties and seeing their investments skyrocket. And the good thing about Lagos is that when you buy, you own 100%. 100%. So it's actually the best and safest place to invest in Nigeria right now.
Before the whole approval thing came into play, the only thing people asked about COO.
Yeah.
Is there COO?
Yeah.
But now the issue is they've seen properties with COO get demolished. So how can they invest rightly? What are the strategies? What kind of due diligence is required for them? Yeah.
Okay. So now let me just take this. Properties with legitimacy of O's don't get demolished. If you have a CFO and your property get demolished, government will compensate you.
What about Ikota?
Ikota. Yes. So now, let me tell you what happens. Mm. It's like in every climb, right? You go get an illegitimate land. And you meet illegitimate people.
Yeah.
And then they illegitimately issue you
a CEO.
If you do a CEO search, a thorough search, taking your survey, taking the coordinate of that land, going to the Surveyor General's office, chatting that survey, you will find out the route of that land particularly, whether it's genuine or not, no matter what CEO you have on it.
Yeah.
So the first step you take in buying a property is take the survey. Go chat it.
Yeah.
You will know if it's on government acquired, government
right of way
or if it's free.
If government wants to make use of it.
So you would know.
Government can revoke COO.
We buy properties.
That's where it starts from.
We buy properties every day. And what we do is that if you give me your COO, next thing I ask of a survey.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I do is I send my surveyor to go to the land. We'll take the coordinate, go to the Surveyor General's office, we'll chat it, and then to give us a true story. There's a land I wanted to buy around Ikate. And we did all the search, and I said, okay, chat the place. And I chatted, they said, this is a regional road. This is regional road there. And the land is so sweet. Because I was asking, why is this land so, why is it still there?
Still available.
Why has nobody bought it, right? That's my first question. Then when we chatted it, we realized that land is regional road.
And it's not because it's just regional road. Next to that land, somebody have actually built.
The person
has actually built on regional
road. But there are two houses on that land.
So if you go by the way of, somebody has built next to this now. So this land is okay. Mm. So let me just go and do. So there, like he said, you cannot, that you have, I want to just put this out, that you have peaceful possession of a property does not mean that it was peaceful to get that property across to you.
Mm.
Developers have, we take a lot back end. And I don't think there is any developer that would invest in a property. How would I put money on a property that I know that is not genuine? So every one of us would operate in a point of the kind of knowledge we know. But I do not just sit here as the CEO of Adozillion Homes. I sit also as the Secretary General of the Real Estate Association of Nigeria. And when we came in, we came in like 3 months ago, and the first thing we did with the government was to say, let's harmonize information. Let the same information in the Surveyor General's office be the same information in the office. Ministry of Land, being the same information in NTDA, New Town Development, be the same information in town planning, be the same information in building control, and also be the same information in Ministry of Environment. I just called 6 ministries.
Yes.
If we do not harmonize information around these ministries, I understand the fact that each ministries are also trying to raise, generate revenue.
Yeah.
So they might hold some, things to their chest. But this is government. And the last hope of the masses is the government.
On the government.
So, and I cannot do a search in
these six ministries at the same time.
One after the other.
I can't go and say, okay, I've done this one. Let me go to this one. Let me go to this one. Now, the sale and search circle will take us months before you can even decide whether a property is good or not. And properties don't stay in the market for that long.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Unfortunately, for any investor who wants to buy right now, they have to go through this process.
Yeah.
And so it becomes
not with NTDU. What are you going to do for NTDU?
New
town development.
If you are buying land.
Wait,
though. Anyway, that's in those other areas. Not
some areas. Exactly.
Because it needs to be smaller.
If you're buying in Lekki Phase 1.
Because if you're buying in the new areas where they're developing, yes.
If you're buying in Lekki Phase 1 now, you must go to Ministry of Environment.
No, Ministry of Environment.
Ministry of Environment would actually give you a sticker to say it's safe to build.
And because the government developed Scheme 1 and Scheme 2.
Yeah.
So you still have to deal with them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing there is, for it to become safe, for you to say, oh, don't be afraid, you have to go through all this process. The easiest thing that you can do is to get a consultant that can help you chart it from Surveyor General's office to Land Bureau to the other ministries. And then you will know that you are safe. Recently, I got a call and somebody wanted to sell one of our properties. And the person was like, does your building have approval? I said, I'll text it to you. So I just carried my phone and then I sent the person the registration number, the approval number, send the title number. And I felt so fulfilled because the property had it. Imagine if the property didn't have it.
It's because you have money. For some of us that are starting out, right? So walk me through this, right? I've bought a land for 500 million. Yeah. And
you're saying I
done my building, drawings and all that. I submitted this drawing since March last year. Until now, this is well over a year. Yeah. I am still going back and forth.
Wow.
back and forth with, see.
This is what developers do. 500
million.
We don't say outside.
Then,
We just build. We just build.
It's not the same now. So I think our system has a way of making sure that they make you. And that's me. So I have to now employ a consultant to help me take my building approvals.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's overall, this cost will be transferred to the end user.
Yeah.
That's why the prices of properties keep skyrocketing. Sometimes we blame it.
But it's now safe for anybody that wants to buy.
Yeah. Because
the developer has taken all the
heat. That's why I said that you have peaceful possession. Does not mean it was peaceful.
Yeah.
We went through a whole lot at the backside of it. Most of us have lost money in development. They capture the essence of inflation at the moment. Inflation is well over 130%. Because what I bought last year for 10,000 is not 20,000.
Are you saying last year? That's January.
Exactly.
It's not 3 months ago.
It's not even 20,000. It's around 20 or around 30,000. That means it has tripled. So no developer that I've collected off-plan money, right, would envisage that if this cost of building will cost me like 10 million, I will sell it for 40 million. No, because that would mean that you won't be able to, you won't have market competition around there.
True.
So you most likely, if the cost of building costs you maybe 10 million to build, you'll say, okay, let me sell between 12, 13 to 14 million.
Mm.
So put in a small margin. But
administrative cost
would have done to you is that inflation has, and this is it.
Inflation.
Client don't want to hear that you are coming back to say.
They don't want to hear any excuse.
It costs more money. In short, I have clients that will tell me, you promise to deliver in 3 months.
Yeah.
If you do not deliver, I will get my lawyer. See, both of us cannot kill ourselves. So there are always measures, right, to these things. And we should understand the situation in Nigeria. everything in Nigeria is not as it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there are genuine way to mm-hmm. go about it.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, kind of have a little bit of patience.
Extra cost too.
Yeah. And make sure that you are dealing with people that are genuine. Mm. I mean, there are people that will be with you all the way. That's why I would also commend people like Eden Oasis, right? Because apart from bringing us here, she also do her own due diligence before
she does.
Can walk with.
She does.
You know,
that's
the people.
I'm a testament to
that's
that.
The plus. Yes, that's the plus.
Before you know,
I she knows the kind of.
You know, I'll come to her and say, "How far? I get properties." You say, "Mr. Simon, hold on. You know,
hold it.
You know, let's look at it. You know, I'm very sure that they are genuine people.
Mm-hmm.
It is just you taking your time to find the genuine. Mm. See, for any time a deal look too good to be true, is usually
exactly.
Not true.
Mm.
I've heard someone told me that I can buy a 1,000 square meter, that they have a 1,000 square meter land for me in Ikate, and they want me to buy it for 250 million. I said, okay.
1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Or 100 square meter?
That's I asked the guy, say, do you have survey? Yes. Does he have CFO? Nah, register deed.
In Ikate?
Hey, in Ikate. So, you just know. That's someone trying to sell someone's property. It cannot be genuine. If it looks too good to be true, it's not true. Mm. So let's just face it.
So my answer will be for you not to go through all those orders. Just get a consultant.
Yeah.
To do all the work.
Peacemaker
just created a new role. This is a business opportunity. So now I'm consultant Eddie. You want to do any search on your property, just call me. My number is 00000.
But that's what the thing is now,
realtors, right? Now it's a saturated market.
Okay.
For so many, I know there are lots of them who are still genuine, but for so many, the country's had, we need to put food on our table.
Mm.
They are, because it's quite difficult, right? For us, we can bear the cost mm-hmm. of conducting due diligence, knowing fully well that in some scenarios, we may not sell the property,
mm.
but we are building a brand
mm.
and we don't mind spending some money to ensure mm-hmm. that our clients are protected.
Yeah.
But for some other realtors who are struggling, is it little money they have?
Yeah, they used to
conduct
search.
Due diligence that they may not even sell the property. You may take the client for inspection, do all you have to do, and you still not sell. The client will come and buy from someone else. Will go buy from someone else. You know, so right now, even because I have lots of, I'm always settling issues every day from clients. Now, they didn't buy the properties through Eden Oasis.
Barrister confidence.
Exactly. I think I should get a lawyer.
LLB.
LLB.
No, this one is LLBC.
LLBC.
You know?
So are there other consultants who, you know, provide such for them? Because a lot of clients reach out. Like, look, I don't even trust. Somebody sent me a mail. I don't trust. The person transferred aggression.
Mm.
And I was telling, so it was like yesterday, I was telling the person, you didn't buy this property through Eden Oasis. I don't care. All of you are scammers. You are mad. The guy kept sending messages. I was infuriated. Like, you didn't buy this property. Okay, how can I help you? Let me help you solve. He said, get out. I don't even want you to. I am frustrated, you guys. Everybody, agents, developers, you people are thieves. And, you know, this, because probably they've had a bad experience. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was through a consultant, a broker.
Mm-hmm.
And how can people really be protected? Right now, the market is saturated.
Mm.
The realtorship market is saturated. Mm-hmm. But people still want to invest. There are great projects out there for them to, because we developers, we need them
mm-hmm. yeah.
to buy the property. You are building for them.
I like this question because the three of us that we are sitting on this table, at some point in our lifetime, we have been realtors or we have been brokers or we have been agent or whatever name that you want to call it.
I was not a realtor. I was a consultant.
It was
oh.
a
No, you are a consultant.
You are a consultant in property
matters. You are
not.
You are a consultant.
EG, realtor, agent. Let's go.
Yeah, some people used to find the word agent offensive. My brother, you be agent.
We want to forgive.
No. Put respect on it.
I'm a broker. I'm a broker. No problem. Maybe don't make money.
Well, I think for me, when I was very active,
You're not active again.
No. He's an active developer now.
Exactly.
Unactive agent.
When I was very active as an agent, we used to give that work or that role to surveyors and lawyers.
Surveyors and lawyers.
That's what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But right now, there are consultants who can actually take everything from survey to legal.
The lawyers do it. Lawyers if you get a good lawyer, yeah, they'll run proper, very, very detailed search for you and send you the report before you make payment. The problem, cut you short. Problem is that sometimes the subscribers, the buyers don't want to spend money.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
So I want more money.
I tell people that if I'm living in a place, for instance, and I know my family and this is living here, I said I would like to invest so much there to ensure that they have maximum comfort.
Yeah.
Right. I don't care the cost because it's family. Now you're trying to invest money, right? Trying to buy a property, I think the first thing to do is to ensure that you spend that money to get a due diligence on that property because it will save you a lot long run. Yeah. You know, so they don't want to spend money. They just want the realtors.
And you're not really spending so much.
It's just so much.
I have a similar experience. So the client wanted to spend money.
Okay.
But he wanted to spend $15,000 to do a search. And I asked the client one very simple question.
I asked him,
the transport fare for anybody coming around from Lagos to go to this office to do the search, would $15,000 cover it? It's not, you cannot want to buy a property of over $100 million and not want to spend at least $300,000.
Exactly.
How much is 300,000?
Just do search. And I think realtors and brokers should actually let the client know that there is a cost.
If you trust
me to handle it, I can handle it. But if you do not trust me to handle it, right, let me work with somebody that you trust so that we can all work in this process together. Yeah. I want to actually guide the person to make sure that the person is actually going to the right offices. That's why I want to get involved. Mm. But if you have someone that you think is knowledgeable to do this search and all these things for you, go ahead and use. But I would advise, that even as a broker, the client have gone to do search because I've had issues whereby a client said, I did a search, right? But the client is wanting to arrest the realtor for selling a bad property. But the realtor said, but you were the one that did the search. The client said, but you were the one that showed me the property. Okay, I showed you the property, I agree. But you did the search. You understand? So the man actually went to pay probably someone that does not even have knowledge of what the search both of them ended up in the stupid property that they bought.
So there's something I want to suggest, right? Sec Jensa.
Yes. As a reader suggests.
Yes. So readers should have approved in this period that we're having these issues, approved consultants.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be able to undertake search for properties. Yeah. And that will be published online.
Yes.
So if you want to buy a property, instead of going to your agent or your lawyer, because some lawyers are quacks. Sorry. Seriously, some lawyers, they are very annoying.
They don't do what you.
So you
those one have got the law.
Read them. So those guys will come and register. Probably them will create an arm, that will come and register with the arm, and then they will carry read them stickers.
Yeah.
And then they will be published online.
Yeah.
So anybody who wants to buy property
will
first of all go to them.
Yeah.
They won't take your clients away from you, of course. they will take the agents will probably be bothered that these guys will take. So it has to be very strict.
Mm.
So you go to these guys, they run your detail search for you. Once you're okay with the search, you go ahead and buy the property. I think that is done and published online.
I think
we're putting something together. As a secretary general, you know, at least I run the secretariat, and one of the measures we are taking is we want to get a list of registered consultants, right? Okay. And we will give them a Redan approved stamp.
Okay.
Right? So we are connecting
with
them.
With a serial number.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. We're anybody can stamp
them
anything.
With brokers, right? So you can choose from this list of consultants. You dealing with your client, you can then take your client to this list of consultants. Then let them do a search. When your client at least sees a Redan seal on it, it means that it is our certified consultant that ran the search for you. So if anything happens tomorrow, hold Redan responsible. So that's how
the Redan will now hold the consultant. The
No.
Okay. I just need to be sure.
Because when they are working, we are working with the government agencies.
Yeah.
For any consultant that comes to them, they will inform us and we'll certify that we know this person.
Yeah.
So that means we are not even just, the consultant don't need to come to us. Mm-hmm. The government is talking directly with us because as an association, you want to protect the welfare of your members. And you also want to see, I cannot tell you the number of complaints that we've had in 3 months from different angle. They'll send us message, this is your member defrauded me. We don't even know this person.
Member.
He does not belong to Redan. They will never come for meetings and all that. So it is something that it's work in progress, because advocacy, we are now going to start telling clients how to spot a good property
deal.
Once you see this property, go ahead to buy. Once you see this, once you see that, but in all, right, there's a place for do your own due diligence.
Period.
Honestly speaking, there is nobody that can trust you like you. Once you know that you've done your due diligence, and how you know that you've done your due diligence is that you spent good money. Mm. Do not expect to spend 20,000 naira and you are getting.
And just to add to it, there are different searches that you can do at the land barrier.
Yeah.
That there's one that they will just tell you the land is okay.
Yeah.
There's one they will tell you, or they will give you a copy. But the main one is the one that they give you certified true copy.
Exactly.
Because you see the government that will give that to you.
You see the full
so
file.
So if anything happens, you can actually sue the government because they gave you
a certified
true copy. And it's going to carry practically everything, if not all, it's going to carry the majority of the information.
From day one
to the present day that you are buying. And expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And just to add to this, you know, also, I think buyers can trust well-known realtors like Eden Oz.
Yes.
You know, because I don't think Confidence would like to soil her name.
No, she's building a brand.
Not now. Not now. It's too late. We are going to hold you responsible. And accountable.
So I think that if you know brands that are known and have a track record of delivering, you know, you can also use them to close your transactions.
I think you can spot a fake realtor or a
rookie
from just conversations.
Yes.
So if just do your own.
Now let's talk about something that has impacted everybody. I'm talking from the broker's perspective. The impact of the demolition.
You think it's just brokers?
from my own perspective.
Without developers, brokers can't broker anything.
Exactly. Probably I'll just face my engineering field.
Yeah.
But you still be in construction.
Yeah. Somehow. So the impact of this government demolition in today's real estate. You guys are developers. How has it, you know, impacted?
They don't break any of your house.
Nope.
They don't break any of your house.
No, but the news of demolition has made me not been able to sell property very like I used to.
Yes.
So
yes.
if we used to sell 10 properties in a month, on an average, I'm not sure we are doing 3 at the moment.
If it was worse,
yeah.
At,
4 months?
No, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was worse.
When the Ikota one was... When the Ikota and Maryland one. So again, ask everybody that their property has been demolished to actually come out with a certified true copy of the approval they had. None had it. I have never seen anyone. So, you know, and the news keep telling people, stop investing in Nigeria, especially Lagos. It's tribalistic. That's the lowest thing I've ever heard. Mm. See, if you put anything on tribe and religion.
Are you Yoruba?
No, I'm not.
I don't think anyone is Yoruba here.
This is half bread.
This is half bread. So when you put anything on tribe and religion, I just know that your level of thinking is very low. Because let's have the proper conversation and leave this opium of the masses around. Mm. Yeah. It is not tribalistic. Mm. It is actually, did you do the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
All the houses that were demolished in Ikota were on government right of way, which is canal. Yeah.
Even Mende.
They have certain measurements, right? If you're facing a major express road, there's a 50 meter
setback.
Then I have a waterfront property. There's also a 50 meter from the waterfront. You are supposed to actually create, but people, we now want to, you know, build
put
on jetting. Top water.
Mm, put jetting.
You get, we build up on, we want our house to be on top water. See, there are measurements. When maybe nobody is watching you, but a Pharaoh will arise that do not know Joseph, which means a time will come.
They are waiting for you in the future.
I was going to go there.
A government will come that say, you know what, we will do the right thing. And that's what is affecting a lot of people now. I've seen a situation whereby you have 4 CFOs to a particular property. It does not mean that because you see a copy of a CFO is original.
Yeah.
That's, we still underscore the importance of due diligence. Yes. You must do it yours. As in like, it's your due diligence. Do it.
Let me add to what Simon just said. I know the property that was demolished at Mende, Maryland.
Yeah.
I have visited somebody in that estate before. And I said it at the back of my mind. That the day government visit this estate, they are definitely going to pull it down. And so when I saw the news, I just remembered. And I quickly called the person that I visited in that estate. Fortunately for him, he had moved out of the estate.
Mm.
There's nothing that you do that it is government sensitive that the government will come. Sure. They will definitely come. They can come today. They can come tomorrow. They can come next year, but they would definitely come. And just like you said, the day they are ready, they will come. And the demolition needed to happen because of the projection.
Yeah.
That is going up here and there. So, I watched the Commissioner for Environment posted different videos of Brazil, of US, of Canada.
No, it's global warming. It happened.
Why should we keep few houses that is going to cause more damage to so many houses?
But do you think the demolition, this approach was right? Couldn't there have been something else?
There's no approach to demolition.
So when we spoke to the government ministries in charge and we said, Oga, why are they demolished like this? Do you know what they said to us? We've served those people letters. Eh?
Since.
Well, a lot of people said,
as much as two years,
no government will just
1 year, 6 months,
and come to the front of your house and say, come outside, I want to demolish. No, it's not, they will not do that.
They don't pay attention to those things. So they feel like
they will go and settle people.
It's like when you give a tenant repeated quit notice. After a while, he gets used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then says, last year, they give us quit notice.
This year.
And I said,
so.
In that case, when they served this person letter, he called the person that helped him, you know, get a crooked approval, and the person said, "Don't worry, we'll sort it out."
We'll sort it.
And until you see bulldozer in front of your house, and the person is not,
and he kept on sorting it. He kept on sorting it.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So, effect he had a bad effect on
the narrative.
There's something that actually, you know, this thing has. It didn't just start from the demolition. It started from the election.
Mm-hmm.
After the election, we had a tribal narrative that was it was being sold. It was like the government is against the Igbos. I saw videos online where people were advising Igbos to go to the East to invest, not to invest here. That is not safe. The government will come after you. Then when the demolition happened, it now looked as if it was tribal based, like the Ministry of Environment was targeting Igbo developers.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there are lots of Yoruba developers who were affected too.
In fact, so, Mende was built right.
So the narrative is what we are here to clear.
Clear, exactly.
The narrative, I'm not Yoruba. I'm Delta.
How many developments do you have in? How many so far?
I've done a lot.
Over 10 developments.
It's a lot.
And like, none of them have been demolished.
And none of them has been demolished.
How much? Can you give like a sum total of everything? So people get to know your investment in Lagos.
I can't put it together.
But of course, in billions.
Yeah. Of course.
And you?
Yeah, in a space of 3 years, we've done we've vested over 7 to 8 billion.
So now this narrative, right, is what trickled, and then you now had the demolition.
Yeah.
Now looked as if the government was against the Igbo people.
Yeah.
And then this now has a lot of impact on our industry.
Yeah.
Because we are here, we're seeing these things play out, and we know it is not true.
Yeah.
Nobody's chasing any tribe.
You sure there was a demolition in Asaba? Did you see that?
No,
I saw the demolition
in Asaba Delta State.
Or Enugu, one of those places I saw.
No, there was. And that was not a tribal. That was government saying, how did you people build houses here?
Yeah.
We never issued out approval on this. Mm-hmm. And we had planned for this. This is a school and hospital land. People went to build on, and if you see structures there,
it was massive.
Massive. So people just feel that they can, you know, emotionally blackmail government.
And I think the media,
when you see someone that is
the media, they are not doing justice.
No, they're not doing justice.
I mean, they are doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
I mean, just like we started this conversation by correcting a notion about the fact that what the commissioner said is Ibejulekki, not Lekki.
Not Lekki.
But the headlines is Lekki. Lekki.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the headlines, so like, not everybody would read. Not everybody will read through
the article. Yeah.
Do you know how many people call us, you know, and tell us that we heard that this area? In fact, there's a client that bought the property from me, and I said they are coming to check that they saw in the news that the area that the demolition of the houses, they marked all the houses.
It is not.
And I said, it is not my property. I said, my property is genuine. That they cannot mark my property, which is not your property, actually. So she said, no, we have to check. Please, we're not sure. Back. You know what's happening in the country? I said, no problem. Whenever you want to come. They called me. I purposely didn't show up. I allowed them. I said, go and do your check. When they went, she now called me. And I said, looks as if this side is not marked. That's how I told you. The whole area, we know. The places that have issues, we know. We developers know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you choose to go and put your money there, it's your business.
My own case.
But the point is that, right, in Lagos State today, nobody is chasing any tribe away.
Simple.
Nobody. The narrative is wrong in Lagos State today. That makes Lagos State the safest place to invest.
Yeah.
And secondly, the buildings that have been demolished, they are not buildings that are legitimate. They are buildings that are built on the Lagos State right of way. And then the government needs it. If you are a landowner and the day you want to use your land, you come down, a farmer is using it, what would you do?
Would you not remove the farmer away from this? Would you say because the guy has planted
a lot of shanties, a lot of squatters away?
Because you want to use your land. You not say I want to this guy so I has farmed. There's palm trees everywhere now. Mm. You know the two.
Yeah, it's just 10 years.
Let me just leave him. No, you will remove the guy and take your land. So that's what the government is doing. So there's nothing to fear. If you know genuine people like the gentlemen who are here, invest with them.
Two, there are two types of properties that is being demolished. One, the right of way, which is the one that we are talking about. Two, dehabilitated buildings or buildings that have issues or that are fault
structural distress.
Or is decaying on one side. The governments are pulling it down and it is within their right to do that. So one of the things I've noticed is that a lot of people are not informed or they are wrongly informed. And so
social media information.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to, I mean, you can't want to buy a property and not be informed.
Mm.
You can't want to invest in real estate and not be informed. So don't just say you have money to buy. Be an informed buyer. So that when you are buying, you don't have issues with some of these things that we are hearing. My own case was that a lawyer called me and said that he heard that our property is on right of way.
He heard.
I said our development.
He heard.
On right of way.
You know what I'm saying? He heard.
But you did your search.
Was he on the right?
That came back. That this search he had.
Told me that, you did your search. Everything was okay. We can close the deal. We'll close the deal. I don't understand. I said, okay, so, but if it's on right of way, they will have marked it.
Yeah.
She said, yes.
Go and check.
I mean, this is coming from a lawyer that did a search.
Beer parlor.
That's what we're saying about those the different types of lawyers. Mm-hmm. There are lawyers actually that.
Yeah, true.
And that's when you're looking for the cheap lawyers. Because
exactly.
Really, for established ones.
Yeah.
That's be willing to pay. You pay them small money. They'll do detail search for you. And you won't have all these problems.
I mean, if you actually want to buy, don't buy from a realtor that cannot afford to do a search too.
Yes.
Buy from there's a cost to every business. If you know you are not ready for the business,
my company used to pay for searches.
You know, so I mean,
even up till now, that company is owned by my older brother.
For the guys who cannot afford it, please don't take it too hard too.
No.
It doesn't mean it that way.
I think this is the mentality that we have in Nigeria. Eh? If you cannot afford it, attach yourself to someone that can afford it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be MDC of one.
Yes.
but you know the point she raised, right? It's like you're coming to, so let me give you a scenario now. Someone wants to buy your property. The person tells you, this property, there is no refrigerator in the property.
Mm.
Please, can you put refrigerator so I can buy it? To be sincere, would you put a refrigerator for the person to buy it?
Mm.
You would tell the person, make the
I'll
deposit.
Give option.
When you make the option.
Exactly.
I would put a refrigerator for you. That if it was intended, let's assume you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the point is that for most people, how many clients, some clients are like, they're sorry to use the word prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some clients, you know, so they're talking to this person, talking to this person, talking to this person. So imagine, we don't have our system is just so scattered.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Thank you to Redan. They are trying to harmonize everything.
Yeah, thank you to Redan. Mm-hmm. So you can't really hold anybody accountable for anything.
Yeah.
You can be talking to this person and this person is also talking to this person. And then everybody goes to do one search on this property and you spend your money and eventually even doesn't buy.
Yeah.
That one is bad. What do we do in that regard?
So for you as a realtor, as a consultant, right? It's not just, you are not just doing the search for one client. You are doing the search for
all the clients. Okay.
So when the client says, I want this property,
yes,
be like, this is my own search. However,
if you want
to, I will advise you to go and do yours to verify this.
Mm.
And it does not have to be on top one client because I mean
you're talking about your development. Mm-hmm. There's other developers, right? Maybe they build like two houses, and you may run a search before you say Jack. So is it every property, every age you should be doing your due diligence on?
No.
Now, I'm talking from you know, the other broker's perspective. Yeah. For me, for those kind of houses, maybe one or two, I advise the client, look, conduct your due diligence on this particular property. Mm. Get your lawyer. It's a nice property, beautiful, but get your lawyers to conduct your due diligence. Because I am looking at it from those realtors who are, you know, they want to do the right thing, but of course, money.
Mm.
They don't have all the money, and then they keep conducting due diligence here and there, and nothing happens.
So
Rida will give money, but Rida is not collecting money from them.
How Redan is coming in is that when you see a property that has our approved stamp, right, you can at least have
peace of mind.
Peace of mind that that property is 90% authentic.
Yes,
as now there's the no property in Lagos that is 100% authentic because even maybe I should not use 100% authentic. There's no property that would that does not have the potential of running into troubles, right? But like you said, if you have genuine documentation of your property, you can always use it to go back to anywhere to get your, you know. So when you see a Redan approved property, which we want to start doing, but we cannot do it for all properties also. I mean, if he's developing, if he's just starting out and he's doing two units of terraces, and time for chasing approval, you're still chasing Redan to give you a certification.
Well, go chase approval.
It will not work. But it still boils down to who is buying. Do your due diligence and come after.
So for this part, okay, I have two questions.
Yeah.
Let me just ask regarding Redan, right? How long are you guys fully equipped to cover different properties? Because we have lots of developers. If people are now waiting, they said before they buy you, they want to see Redan stamp. And you guys have like lots, because it's, a developer will just come and meet you. I have this property. Please, we need you to authenticate this. You also have to, you know, carry out your due diligence, do the necessary checks and all of that. And now we have like a pile load of developers. It's more or less like what's happening here, how you have to wait. So is it not the same thing? Now developers
I'm just a committee member.
It might be more of Redan approved consultants.
Yes.
That's not necessarily waiting for Redan to do it. Can't do it on their own.
We have to now have at least if you have up to 50 consultants. It's a committee on
its own. Yes,
they handle it. It's not us.
It's just for Redan
because he's very busy. Because we've been discussing. He has a course in London and a show that he was supposed to attend. He couldn't because of how busy he is. Do you understand? So imagine him now waiting to
stamp him.
Define consultants. Are they realtors?
No. They are knowledgeable. Most of them are either lawyers, surveyors, town planners.
Town planners, yes.
Right?
Estate.
But you know, surveyors now agents. Lawyers are now agents.
So
they are realtors.
So it's your qualification.
Anybody can be realtors.
You are trusting the consultant to, you know, provide the necessary information. I'm a client. Why do I need to go through a realtor when I have this consultant that can provide information? They are a regulatory body. Let me just stay with them.
One of the rules that we put for consultants is that they are not allowed to interfere.
They don't close transactions.
You can't close a transaction.
How do you monitor?
What we just need.
Well, if you report the person, you delete them.
Yeah.
The person.
So
delete them and find them.
Is there any way to blacklist them?
It's just like us.
They'll sign the contract.
Yeah.
So that contract would spell out the implication of doing this.
If it's your client that comes to you directly and you are also carrying the search out.
Now, mind you, we do not mind for an Eden Oasis to be a consultant.
okay,
to manage her own clients.
Mm.
We just want to know that whenever there is a situation, there is a line of reporting, that there was
somebody to hold
that did it. She did it end to end for herself. So
okay.
And she's supposed to be responsible for this. You get, so that we don't mix things up, because there's a lot of, I understand her own concern about, you give my clients information to so.
And it happens a lot.
Meanwhile, mind you, it's just the property information you are giving out. It's not the client's information.
Okay.
It's the property information. You are probably giving out a survey number to someone to do a due diligence on. Don't know whosoever owns that property.
So there's no direct communication.
Although some people can go extra mile to go and do research and all of those things. And I'm saying this from experience. I used to do that. Once I get a survey, that's why if you notice a lot of agents now don't share survey with me. They cut the head off. It was also based on the due diligence that we're doing. We wanted to be sure that if there's a survey that carries somebody's name, it's the person that owns it. We've gone the extra mile of getting people who know somebody that is the owner of the property.
But it still has nothing to do with the client, though. It still has nothing to do with the client.
It will be the back end.
So that's
so now you're saying lawyers. I know lawyers are important, because clients watching now will be like, lawyers are like the ultimate. I've done real estate for a while, and some lawyers have been like stumbling blocks in the sense that
for personal gain.
Oh my God.
Are we going to be able to end that now?
I don't think that conversation is something that can end.
The honest truth is not going to come to an end.
Like I told you, it's a largely unregularized market that you're playing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things would go. So you just have to, like we said, you just have to get the right people.
Yeah.
We can't tell you who to get. Mm. You can decide to get a surveyor, get a town planner. But in case you don't know and you're abroad, you don't have any contact.
Yeah.
That's why we mentioned that Reden probably published list of consultants.
Consultants, okay.
They could be real estate agents, who can do that.
Yeah.
They could be lawyers. They could be surveyors. They could be town planners. They could be anything. The thing about it, before they are being published, I'm sure a proper vetting will be done to test their knowledge and expertise and all that before. And then once that is done, in as much as they have been vetted by Reden, it means that they are held accountable for anything that happens.
Mm.
You know, so
I think that's fine.
So I think that's it.
Okay. Let's talk about the future prospects and the market viability. Right now, it's looking like, it's not like before, due to the demolitions and everything that has happened.
I'm telling you.
We're feeling it.
Ah, we're feeling it too. Is
feeling it.
Fine, let me tell you, right? Although we've had the diaspora remittance between January and now, although it dipped in February, peaked in March. It peaked in April. In January it was about 138. In March it went to 39. In February it went to 39. In March it went up to, I think, 103 or so. In April it went to about 170 something million in dollars. Then as at May, we were at 368. In terms of the remittance. But in all this, the real estate sector hasn't really felt much of it.
Yeah. Because I wanted to ask you, where are those money?
Exactly. They didn't see anyone. They didn't see anyone.
Because I took time to try and to understand, right? And this money we're getting, if you compare to, like, if you check in terms of the largest economy in Africa today, you have South Africa, you have Egypt, you have Algeria, you have Nigeria. And Nigeria used to be number one, right? That's at 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it started dropping. Mm-hmm. Then you have Ethiopia. And these countries are very small countries compared to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Right? But they are, especially for Egypt, the diaspora remittance is so much, right? It's so much. And it's because So I believe strongly that our remittances can be better. Mm-hmm. The narrative that have been projected there, it's actually reducing it, because if we could do 368 in May, it means, and it increases, it means we should be able to do a billion, mm-hmm. you know, by, let's say, the last quarter mm-hmm. of 2024, and which would be a lot for Nigeria, because yeah. you can't develop this country without diaspora remittance. You cannot. You mm. can't. It's the people who have been exported. I call them exports, you know, the talents that have been exported. Those are the people that build countries. Yeah. Israel, for instance, was
built.
Jackpot, yeah, Tony Sport. Israel, for instance, was built majorly by those people in the diaspora. Oh. They yeah. keep sending money yeah. back, sending yeah. money back, you know, and that's what you use in building the country. You're in America, you're in Canada, you're in wherever you are. That's not your home. You might have a...
I know it's...
You might have a second passport.
Yeah.
It's not your home.
There's no you place like
home. This is home. Mm. And then the priority for you... I hear a lot of people say, why would you want to buy a house in Nigeria when you're not going to be living there? It's not good. And I said, that's very foolish. The guy doesn't know that house he bought is creating employment, is putting yeah. food on somebody's yeah. mouth, and you're solving yeah. that problem that Africa has
yeah.
by buying that house.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you buy the house, there'll be cleaner.
Yeah.
If you buy the house, there'll be somebody to take care of things, you know. And when you are buying the house, agent will yeah. take from the money.
There will be security.
When you are buying the house, the developer will take money to enable him do other projects yeah. that will develop the country. Who builds the country?
The people.
Is it the guy who is in Ajegunle, who hasn't fed himself for how many years, who is struggling, trying to get a school? Is it the guy that will now come and buy all these properties or do make the country better? Not them. But these things we do, we create employment opportunity that helps mitigate mm-hmm. the employment rate of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys in diaspora really, really, really need to take this very seriously. Mm-hmm. You are the guys who are helping this country get mm-hmm. better. Mm-hmm. If people in Japan, people in Israel, Egypt, South Africa particularly, mm-hmm. their diaspora's are sending... How much money do you think that MTN is sending back to South Africa?
Yeah.
How much money do you think that all these other big companies who are around the world are sending back, remitting back? That's what makes South Africa great. It's part of the reason why. And so our people don't have to get discouraged. They need to know yeah. that what they are doing is for the good of their motherland.
Yeah.
Period.
It's simple.
There's someone I told one day, the guy was complaining, hey, I changed $10,000 to buy this product, but if I sell it now, I won't be able to convert it back to $10,000. And the question I asked him, do you have dollars problem? Yes, you live in America. Do you have naira problem? He said yes. I said, so keep the naira in Nigeria and use it to solve
to
your
solve naira problem.
And use your dollar to solve your dollar problem in America. It. Because you cannot keep comparing the fact that you changed $10,000. See, to make $10,000 in America, and when you brought it here, it became 10 million. To make 10 million naira here, you do 100 times the job that you did in America. So do not use it to compare. The truth is, yeah, we are facing a downtime, a currency, unstable currency and all that. We'll get it right. One thing about Nigeria is, as long as a leader, one leader can, you know, turn the fate of things, and things will just turn around.
Mm.
So you cannot just keep comparing. Someone told me which day, 2 weeks ago, is that when I wanted to buy, when I bought the property, I had to sell Bitcoin for $25,000, you know, but now Bitcoin is selling for $58,000. I said, but you won't tell me the Bitcoin you have also lost. No, you won't tell me. You see, when it comes
and
to exchange,
they lost a lot of money.
I went to the dollar.
And I'm like, have you lost any property? No. Property is tangible. You can see.
Guaranteed.
You can be with this thing in another 100 years and
your children pass it
from generation to generation to generation. And I'm like, see, you cannot compare these two assets because they are not in the same class. This one can be...
Bitcoin might disappear tomorrow.
25,000 today, 55,000 today, and 10,000 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you... So you cannot... I understand trade, but real estate is not like that. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You are trading. Real estate is an investment. You are meant to be in it for a long term and have a portfolio of it. And that's what you would transfer.
Be enjoying the passive income that comes
from it. I'm like, can you go to your bank and say, I have Bitcoin wallet?
use it as a collateral. Guarantee or collateral to do something for
me. Tell me the Bible.
What you can do. I mean, but you can do that with property. So there are leverages that property will give you. That just
can't. I can tell you the bank.
Quantify it in naira and kobo.
So as I can tell you the bank. It's called the Bank of Iberibe.
And you see, there's another perspective to this question that you asked. We need the government to be more sincere.
Hmm.
You see, part of the challenges that we are having in the real estate space today is because the government are not sincere.
Yeah.
Whether you want to take it from the federal level or you want to take it from the state level. Because if you don't see real estate as essential, you will tax us for practically everything. You will tax us on cement. You will tax us on water. You will tax us on...
Meanwhile, you're also providing infrastructure.
The project I'm doing now, right? I'm currently doing drainage, right? I'll do road. I'll buy transformer. I'll do water. My dear, I'm government.
My brother, I construct. Right? But constructing full street.
The two of us, interlock. We've not done development that we've not had to construct drainages. We've not done development that we've not had to do roads or even provide electricity. Now, we still pay tax. For you to even get building approval, you still have to pay tax. And you still pay your personal tax.
Mm-hmm.
Or you still pay any other tax. So the government are not sincere because when you see housing as essential, even the things that we need that is dollarized, you won't put unnecessary demurrages or charges or tariffs on them. So we need the government to be more sincere. Now, what's the future? As at today, the real estate sector is worth over $1 trillion.
Yeah.
It has been projected that in the next 5 years, it's going to be worth over $3 trillion. That's enough for any investor or any government or agencies or parastatals to take it very serious. Because I don't even know how to convert that money now to naira.
We can create all the jobs, all the necessary jobs. I mean, every time, per time on my side, I can count up to 40-60 people 40. Working.
And this is
people that earn their daily.
These are different people, though. Workers don't work for me.
You get. So these are people that earn their
dependent.
During that naira scarcity, I was buying 500,000 with 150,000
just to pay
on a daily. If not, the project will stop.
Stuck.
And they don't want you to transfer to bank.
They don't want any transfer. It's cash they want to.
Yeah, because
they don't want that long story.
No,
they don't
want. Give me my daily. Because from there,
they just
you pay me 10,000. The woman that set selling up food kiosk there, from the 10,000, he counts 3,000 and say, "Madam, take for the food I chop today."
It wasn't even about that.
Just that. It was also because you spent 150.
Yeah.
To collect your own 500. Imagine how much you will spend to collect 3,000.
Exactly. 5,000. Yes, 10,000. Then they will tell you.
They were working for free.
So government has a very vital role to play, which is what government should do. Create an enabling environment.
Create policies. Yes.
What is putting pressure on the dollar now that is making it rise? Is because of one policy, open border. When you open border, you don't know what you have done. You really don't know what you have done. So we can bring in food.
Everything
you are not
goes.
Bringing in food. You are exporting labor. Because we don't grow it, nobody would sell. If they produce food here, nobody will sell it in Nigeria. They'll rather sell it in your neighboring country that they will earn their currency that is higher than your naira. So that's why everybody is down.
Yeah.
You know, so you grow the rice that they grow in Maiduguri or whatever is crossing to Benin Republic,
and they are collecting dollars
back to Nigeria. So you cannot.
They'll rebag it and bring it back to Nigeria.
Policies affect everything.
So we need the government to be sincere. Secondly, we also need the sincerity from we developers. I mean, when you hear some of the things that developers has equally done,
you
are almost like, I'm not a developer. you almost want to deny yourself. But it's peculiar to every sector.
It's everywhere.
True. So it's not just only in the housing or in the real estate sector. But we need to be sincere.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk a lot. We advise each other on projects. We've done projects on the same street before that we've had to contribute money to do the road and the drainage.
Let's get it done.
But if you imagine if he wasn't cooperating, we'll probably not be close. We'll probably not even be sincere to tell ourselves. I mean, we talk all the time. Oh, I want to do one investment. No, just go there.
So that's why information harmonization is what we are driving in Redan. So because, I mean, there's a land that is in the market right now. I've had four developers that have gone to buy that land before that now saw that there were issues on that land and they stayed away. But a newbie has come in, bought the land and he has put it in the market. Did the problem go away? No.
No.
And the guys, so I know this because I operate the secretariat and they called us to call the person to say, go back and now you cannot make mistake where we have. So we have made mistake, these mistakes before. And we can tell you how the ropes will go.
Yeah.
So that's why part of our agenda in Redan is to create a network that people can actually share information. I mean, that you saw a land and want to buy it and I decided to ask you, does that mean you are going to buy it behind me? No, if you buy it behind me, good and fine. Do you get?
We can even join by the land. There's no problem.
The truth is, we are taking this thing personal.
Yeah.
In the long run, we are not protecting the interest of the end users.
Mm.
And that is what kills every business and give people bad name. Genuinely, you might not have done your due diligence.
Mm.
But some people have been in this development for over 30 years. And they can spot. Just, I know a lawyer that when you tell the lawyer, if I send the lawyer a survey, he will comment, I know where this land is. This land is in Ologolo. I say, but I never tell you the location. He say, because I'm the OG.
We don't dey.
I know the route of title
to this land. Bro, stay clear. That's all. We have not done due diligence. I didn't spend a dime. I just only sent
some. It's just the relationship, information sharing.
And you tell me, there's not, see, you probably, wrong. Maybe not another agent bring and come give you. That's the only difference. The problem is still there. That's all.
So let's be serious.
But the truth is that the future of real estate in Lagos is very bright.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very bright.
So you're optimistic that this will pass?
I'm very optimistic. I believe.
It's not the first time.
No, I believe the country, you know, we're very resilient people.
Mm. Yes, we are.
You know, we're not the kind of people that back out or back down. That's why abroad, if you check, Nigerians are one of the rising communities in in terms of education and in terms of earning anywhere in the world. You know, and somebody used to say that anywhere you go to and you didn't see a Nigerian, my brother,
wrong.
Yeah, that means it's not
the country.
So I see that the real estate in Lagos particularly would grow very rapidly. The government didn't start well. Mm-hmm. This government particularly, they didn't start well. You know, because they inherited a lot and it was a bit very murky.
Yeah.
You know, I remember the first month, second month, third month, they wanted to just tear the president alive. the exchange rate, although lately has gone up. No, it went up. It's not stable. It was stable for like 2 months or so.
Yeah.
But at 1.4 something or so.
Yeah, now, between 1.4, 1.5.
1.4. No, 1.4. Actually, it was stable for 1.4. For like 2 months. You know, so now it's about 1.5, 1.6.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, so.
Summer, food. It will come down.
So we know that it's still going to come down. The CBN governor is doing a lot. We also know that. The government
and kudos to them.
You know, kudos. They are trying. You know, it's not so easy to manage
only, and we know
although some of the policies they have they've put in place, they are not the best. You know, but you know they could do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but irrespective of that, I see that in the next coming because there's a lot of money being poured into the system in terms of infrastructure. They are investing so much in infrastructure, and that will have a ripple effect in the economy. My prayer, really, prayer. Is that there should be less capital flights
you know, and more of inflow, mm-hmm. you know, and then if there's money that's supposed to be here, I'm encouraging politicians and, you know, our people who are seeing the money, please spend the money here, because the money you spend here helps to grow the economy.
Yeah,
sure. Even though we can project to say, the businesses will grow and this will happen. If you take your money, go and buy a house in Dubai, buy a house in America, in London, you are helping those economy grow.
Yeah.
But if you put that money here, the unemployment we're crying about, the insecurity, it will reduce. Yes. People can't really drive around the country like that, you know, before, like it used to be before, because of a lot of insecurity here. And there, because people, we're not really investing so much here. If you start investing and the money is circulating, trust me.
So put the money here.
Put the money here. See what Dangote said. Dangote said, I don't have any house anywhere abroad. And I think that's the model that most people should adopt. I don't have any house anywhere. You can have businesses. What are you using those houses to do? You know, invest here and then we'll see that the economy will grow. Lagos State will grow. Lagos actually grows irrespective of what happens in another part of the country.
Yeah.
It does, actually. It does grow because you have almost everybody is here. Everybody wants to come here.
I mean, there's a Lagos dream. If you can come, I mean, everybody's Lagos story is I came in with a bag.
No.
One shoe.
Yeah, I came in with Ghana Must Go.
I was wrong. It's okay.
Honestly, Lagos has been good to all of us.
Yes,
I mean, I came in too with no bag.
No, but I came with Ghana Must Go. I stopped. The bus stopped.
Ghana must go.
No. The first place I stayed in Lagos. K2. You know, as a drop in of Jota, I took one bus to K2. So that's
I want you.
That's how I started.
Jota had no shoe, but I had to.
You know, but Lagos is where demand is exceeding supply.
Yes.
And it keeps rising. Demand keeps rising. In short, in Lagos, right? There's two sets of demand, right? There's more demand on the island. The reason being that even the young lads that stays on the mainland, their dream is to make it on the mainland and move to the island. That's why the island...
But they say mainland people get money.
Yeah, they have money. So the island has now extended to Ekpe and it's going to Ijebode.
And it's fast rising, you know?
Yes,
they have.
And by the way...
In fact, the amount I see that they are selling houses there these days, my brother, he's baffling.
And you know, it's only Lagos that is competing in terms of housing demand with its population.
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say something. You just said something right now. The price is increasing. The price of properties, do you think they are not real? Because there are so many...
Why do you think it's not real?
No, it's a question.
I'm just asking.
No, why would you ask if it's not real? Because there's a law of what you call demand and supply.
Right.
If they are not... I tell people, I said, when I put a house in the market... And I say this house is 300 million. The price is not 300 million. It is the price that the person that wants to buy decides to pay. That's the price of the house. So the demand, where demand and supply meet.
It becomes willing buyer,
seller. So you can put your land, for instance, for 700 million. My brother, if no buyer come buy them, that land is not 700 million.
And the truth of
the price, you will get the price range. When people come, they say, it's 500. Another person, 550. 500, 550. My brother, you just know that around this area, this is where the price is. So my point is this, there's demand, there's supply. So that's what's driving prices of houses,
there's
of land.
There's property appreciation.
So that means, you know what that means? You know what it means?
What does it mean?
Bring your money to Lagos.
And there's property appreciation on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
In Lagos, because the projection also is that you have an average of 500,000 people moving to Lagos on a yearly basis, not just only from neighboring states, from even out of the country. They are relocating or migrating to Lagos. Hmm. So just like what he said, there's demand. And so there's supply. And guess what? Estate surveyors, we keep surveying and give new report to say, this land used to worth 1 million. Now it's now worth 5 million. they will come tomorrow. They will say, it used to worth 5 million. It's now worth 10 million because traffic is moving to those places. Mm-hmm. Concentration is improving there. The government are also moving there. I mean, imagine how much money the government have spent on Lekki Expressway.
A lot.
A lot of money. I mean, the infrastructure is massive. Do you expect the landowner that was selling for 1 million to still be selling for 1 million? Now, the developer will come and buy. For the 5 million, the developer is still going to pay all the agencies that he will pay for him to get approval, and then he will build. Cost of materials that he's going to use to build has also gone up. So in real time, it's not actually expensive. In real time, it's the reality that is on ground, because there are so many factors that you have to look into it. Other factors for us that we develop on the island axis here is that we spend a lot of money on infrastructure.
Yeah, that's true.
Who is going to bear the cost?
So just to add to what he says, right, and to buttress what I said before, when I was a realtor, I'm still a realtor actually.
Yeah, he's a realtor.
They usually don't agree.
it's just that I do selected transactions.
Yeah, big boy.
Yeah.
You're not a broker, actually. You're not a realtor.
Not a realtor. I accept that.
Dollar transaction.
Yeah. What do I call it? Dollar.
You have to be every.
But in my own case now, you have to give me the money first before I find the property for you. So if you give me the money first, and I look for the property, your money will be mine.
That's why I say you're a broker. I don't say a realtor.
So, but I don't change the title. I'm still a realtor. So now, right? We were selling lands in Nikon Town. Nikon Town was 200 and something.
Yeah.
220.
So where Carry Creek started with about 50 million. 50 million
yeah,
or so.
Carry Creek.
At that time. So Nikon Town went up to like 400. We thought, this market has capped. It can't go beyond this. What I'm saying is this, right?
Sure.
Nikon Town is 700 million.
Yeah.
I think it's all bought for 840. 840.
I was even 840 million. So that means my information is 840.
Outdated.
So someone bought for 840
square meter.
1,000 square meter. So what it means is this. Meanwhile, the people who own this Nikon Town, a lot of them bought at
19 million.
Yes, 19
million. I remember when it was just water.
It was 19 million.
So they bought
17 million, 19 million.
Right? So now, the long time ago, it's probably 10 years period.
Wow. Around
like 15 years.
Yeah.
15 years.
Okay, so let's say 15 years, right?
Wow.
Yeah, in 15 years, at least if you have a child, right? The child will have grown and is about to enter university. So imagine owning that land at that time. You leave the land there. You don't do anything with the land. Mm-hmm. You understand? You just leave
it. Yes, they do.
Meanwhile, when they tell me, come buy the land, you were doing younger. You were like, no. You now finally now bought the land, right? With a genuine company, Nikon Town, right? And then now you're picking 15 years, wants to now go to university abroad.
Mm-hmm.
My dear, which school they collect 700 million?
No, 45 million.
Even in
only 45
million. No, I just want to know, which school would you be able to, which school would take 700 million?
No, only 45 million.
And you tell me that the real estate in Lagos
is not,
get good appreciation. It's just the people are not, they're not foresighted.
Yeah.
They just want to reap now.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. That's what they want to reap now.
Preach.
You deny yourself immediate gratification for long term.
Myself,
that's what real estate is.
Myself and him sold a lot of Pinnock Beach estate.
Mm-hmm.
When Pinnock Beach was launched, it was launched for 7 million and 9 million.
You say?
Yes. Pinnock 7 million. Beach. Yes.
Yes.
It was launched for 7 million.
They were begging them to come and buy. Begging people to come and buy.
Begging people to come and buy.
They haven't even sand
filled. They are not sand filled.
It was when they were starting to pump sand.
7 million, 9 million. Because I remember I sold for some of our clients who bought at 7 million and I could see the title. They paid 7 million, they paid 9 million. Today, Pinnock Beach, 500 square meters, is about 300 million.
Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that paid 7 million. What about the guys that paid, the guys that entered at 50? The guys that entered at 100?
Yes.
The guys that entered at 200?
Sure.
Today now, a 1,000 square meter in Pinnock is
600 plus?
No, 700
million. So now this is within a space of 10 years, right?
Yes, so is even 10 years.
So my point, the point I'm trying to make is that Lagos, is the best spot for any real estate investment. And for any kind of investment that you need guaranteed sure return on your money, Lagos gives you that.
Progressively.
Yeah. And sorry, Lagos will make it look as if the market is saturated. It is not.
It is not.
We have a 30 million housing deficit.
30. Lagos has 17.
What developers, the whole developers in put the two key states, Abuja, Lagos, Port Harcourt, what they do every year in terms of housing development is less than 500K.
It's 300,000. Less than 300,000.
It's put together. So imagine how everybody, we cannot even solve this housing deficit in the next
90 years
if we put it that way. So Lagos will make you look like everybody now is now a developer. Is the market is not saturated. There's still a lot of deficit right here, and
it's a Ibeju, part of Lagos State.
Yes.
Have they developed Ibeju?
No.
Have they developed Epe?
No.
There's still a long way to go.
It's still a long way. There's what you call bi-migration.
Yes.
Right? As your capacity, they reach this side.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You reach
this side.
They move. Morocco. Do you know Morocco? Morocco. You don't know the old Morocco. There was an old Morocco. What you are seeing in all these other places, that was what was used to be in Oniru.
Yeah.
That's how Oniru used
to be.
Shanties. Today you drive on Niro, you don't see this chanting anymore because people have migrated, right? So that's what's going to happen.
About foresight. Yeah.
So people who bought, I was speaking to a neighbor of mine. She bought into the estate where I live, right? And she was telling me that far back as at 1990 something, they were telling them to come and invest far back 2000s, early 2000s.
In Lekki.
So she was a market woman in Lagos Island, right? And they were telling them to come and invest in Lekki.
Yeah.
That she drove and came to Lekki and it was
million,
all water.
2 million.
Yeah.
And she just felt, what do you make me? I won't come buy water. She didn't buy. Now some of her friends, Yalaja, bought some part of Lekki. That she has a friend that bought 5.
Mm-hmm.
That today she's regretting.
Mm-hmm.
Because she eventually now moved to the Lekki, but bought houses at very expensive. She actually bought 3 houses, but she bought them very expensive. As against her owning the heart of Lekki that is currently selling a plot of land in Lekki currently. It's about 800 to 900 million.
Yeah.
Approaching 1 billion already.
Yeah. Imagine that her friend has 5.
5.
Wow.
And the friend didn't sell.
Aye.
My dear, how old is she?
5 billion.
So multiply 900 by 5.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what that means? That means you not have to go to shop or do anything. Just be traveling around the world till she die.
And all she needs to do is just to put a structure on it and put it on rent.
Someone said to me, my grandma of 75 years just bought a Rolls Royce.
Wow.
And I'm like, why your grandmama there enjoying
now? And I'm
is that because she has invested during her, she's big on real estate. So right now, we are all established. She has settled us. And she says, I still have a lot of money. So that
let
car that
enjoy.
Used to like this, buy it for me. And she can really afford it. She said she didn't stress us to buy it. Her investment could cover it. So just helped her pick the best. And she said, that's what I want. Give it to me.
If you want to go wrong, don't invest in Lagos.
But if you don't want to go, grandma, help us.
But if you don't want to go wrong, invest in Lagos.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've spoken about the importance of investing in Lagos, how sweet it is.
Mm.
And I'm glad that our clients are watching. And of course, we know that most of my clients are diasporan clients.
Yeah.
And I want us to finally touch that topic. Let's address their fears, their concerns, about investing in Lagos today.
Address it from a point of currency. Yeah.
Okay.
Their advantage currency wise right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $1 is
1/6.
So it means $100,000 will give you
a good house around Chevron.
From Chevy View down to
Chevron to Ikate.
Ikate, right? Which is $100,000. What can you really buy with $100,000?
Where you are.
Right there, where you
right
are.
There. Ah, you can buy something.
Yeah, I know you can.
You buy a car.
I know you
can. But if you want to get a house in a good
area. You buy a car.
If you want to get a house in a good area, you know, we travel a lot. Sometimes we try to
spend nothing less than $40,000.
When you travel, you move around and you check houses just to see what they're doing. Yeah. You see how much they're selling houses.
Can't do nothing less than $400,000.
It's crazy. Yeah.
There was one I liked and it looked like what I wanted. It was around $340,000.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm paying cash. If I were to be using a mortgage system, I would literally pay higher.
Mm.
Right? So the advantage cannot be overemphasized.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are in an environment whereby when you change a little money now, and it gives you the same flexibility that you enjoy abroad. I mean, there are some properties that gives you payment plans, right?
Yeah, 15,
that you know 15, you can take advantage of. So the fears, I think the fear people have is majorly media driven.
Yeah.
If you now look
and that's
into
what I wanted
it,
to say.
If you look into it, if you
are very unrighteous people.
If you actually focus your attention on looking into it, that's why, first off, don't let people discourage you from investing in real estate. It is the most secured asset portfolio that you can ever think of.
Mm.
Gold, diamonds, they can be stolen. But I've never seen property.
She's not like this, they'll carry on.
So that's it. So let's look at it from that angle. Then what other thing do you, don't be discouraged. You must have an open mind towards investing in real estate. Secondly, what are your other fears? Government regulation, approvals.
Demolition.
Collapse,
probably building. Fake developers, because we must add that fake developers, fake agents, building approvals or fake materials, building materials, and all that. So these things can is these problems are not peculiar to Nigeria.
Yes.
It is like that everywhere. It is just that they have a harmonized system for information.
Mm.
If you take your time and also look at what you can get out of, if you take your time to do all this due diligence in Nigeria, you get the best deal out of a property.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you know that the US would send a memo.
Yeah.
Telling their people that don't go to this part of the country.
Yeah.
Don't go to that part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, you there inside the country.
Yeah.
You walk around, just do you, right? And then you see that memo online, and then you're wondering, and the media will just blow it out of proportion.
Yeah. That's true.
And then you'll be like, the people abroad will be calling you. Hey, I heard that, you know, in fact, the days where we were going through a transition where there were a lot of bombings, you know, in certain parts of the north, right? So we had the media blew it out of proportion. It looked as if the whole of Nigeria they're bombing it, you know? So that's the same thing we're having now, right? It's that media panic, you know, and it happens everywhere. You know, whenever you have an
unregulated
issue,
social media space, it's causing
a lot. So the media blows.
They're trying to regulate it now.
And it's understandable for them to be scared. But that to make the money is not easy.
It's not easy.
Right? It's understandable. Yeah. But what I think that we are doing now is to allay your fears. Let you know that, look, Lagos is safe.
Yeah.
And it's safe in terms of security-wise. In fact, I think a lot of people come to Lagos because they're off security.
Yeah.
You know, Lagos is safe security-wise. Mm. Lagos is safe in terms of your investments. Lagos gives you the highest number of return on your investment.
Mm.
In terms of property appreciation, the way we made mention of some estates where people who bought about 15 years ago, you know, maybe they had a child now then who was 1 year old and now the child is 15. You know, property they bought that was just lying fallow is probably worth about $900 million now. And that can sort all their children. Maybe they have five.
all of them school in the best school abroad. No issue. So Lagos State gives you the highest number of return of, on your investment. Lagos State gives you the right kind of environment where you want to live. You go to some places, man, you have like minds. You know, like
that's Lagos. That's Lagos.
And people who inspire you, people who just want you to be the best. Lagos gives you the best kind of exposure you want. It's some part of Lagos, like when you live there, it's like you're abroad. And the level of conversations you have, you know, I'm doing a program with LBS. It's one of their classes that we attended. When I sat in the class, I was like, I felt like I was in Harvard. You know, it didn't feel like I was in Africa, you know. It was like
Lagos.
I was like, seriously, this is very nice. You know, we had a speaker and the microphone and
Yankee Niger.
They would just take pictures and all that. So the point is that it's okay for you to panic, but let your panic not be built on information you have or you hear from social media. Social media gives you a lot of wrong information. Contact the right bodies, contact the right people, let them tell you what's really happening, and then do not fail to invest. Even if you are abroad, you can start investing here and plan for your retirement. I advise everybody who is abroad to make attempt to retire back to Nigeria. Because there's no place as sweet as home. No place. So you can start making that plan. Call people like Eden Oasis. Call them. Tell them you need something from Property Raid.
No, I see what you're doing, bro.
So my...
So I'm marketing.
My, to add to what is said, or what both of them have said is, become an informed buyer.
That's it.
Become an informed buyer.
Information dispersed.
If you are not informed, anything that you hear will create panic.
Panic, that's true.
The truth of the matter is, even with all this panic, people are still buying.
People are making money.
And they have access to the same
information. I think you say people are making money.
People are making money. Yeah. They have access to the same information, but they are not approaching it
from that
the same way. And so once you become informed, trust me, anybody can say whatever they want to say. You are still safe investing in Lagos. And that's the honest truth. From the angle of the government, even though we have mentioned things about the government need to be more sincere, from the angle of the developers, even though I've also mentioned that some developers need to become more sincere. But the truth of the matter is, if you are an informed buyer, you can do your due diligence from the government's perspective to the developer's perspective. You buy your property, you are safe, and you will get your returns.
You have quacks everywhere. So
Even in the abroad, in America, I mean, like you mentioned, we are privileged to travel. We see some of these things. So,
but you just say government not supposed to contact you to the, you have this kind of conversation.
No, Redan is there. Redan is there.
You know, you're a peacemaker.
We commission you to help us.
I don't hear now.
Officially.
Once they call me, I call all of us.
No worry. Now see, we get we don't hear
for bats.
No worry. You have commission. Go ahead.
No, we commission. Okay. I was in Doha recently and went for property hunting just to check out some development. Trust me, the three of us development is better than that development. And it was selling for $2.5 million. $3.5 million. Our development, because I've seen our development, is far better than those developments.
And then you still think that ours is prices.
I don't understand. Why are people buying these movies?
So it's only Lagos that you call a plot of land for 20-30 million, and they'll say it's expensive. You can't even try that in Dubai. I hear one land lot is around $1 million. So that's why you cannot just
want to be a developer in Dubai.
And sometimes government will tell you that they reserve the rights to even revoke the land from you too. So
in Lagos you own it outright.
And if they are going to revoke it in Lagos,
They'll compensate you.
Heavily.
So
I think, I mean, you've said it all. You've opened everyone's eyes. I don't know if you have any final words.
Invest in Lagos.
Invest in Lagos. Perfect. Anything else?
Lagos is safe and the demand is crazy. So this is where to make your money.
Exactly.
Well, my final word is Oracle. You know, I like to speak to the future. You know, my final words are, especially to those in the diaspora, don't get lost. Don't get lost.
Jackpato, jackpada.
don't get lost. Come home. If you don't come home true physically, come home
with your investment.
Because without you,
home needs you.
This country will not get to its destination. Home needs Things you. Might look bleak. They might look as if they're not going anywhere. But the little bits that you're doing helps get this country
food on
going.
The table. Of
Please. Don't forget home. Don't get lost. That's all I have to say.
Not just the government.
Eden Oasis. Invest.
No, Eden knows her. She knows what she's doing. And we would
and
actually.
Thank you.
We would actually beg every realtor out there to learn from her.
Yeah.
If you know what you're doing, it makes our job easier.
Yeah.
So if a realtor can spot a fake developer, it kills the power of having more fake developers. Please work with people like this that are knowledgeable and would clean up the industry and make your investment safer.
One step after.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been an interesting session. I'm sure every client watching this, you've learned three or four. I don't want to say one or two. Three or four. And there's something I picked. And look, you said something about $100,000. Can't even buy you something there. But you have that $100,000. You can become a serial investor here in Lagos.
A big time landlord.
A big time landlord.
Big
yes, sir.
Buy, flip. Buy again. You can buy off plan. I know you had something for investors. Yeah. You also have something for investors. You have something for investors.
Yes, I do.
You buy off plan at completion. You flip. You buy. You flip. Before you know what's up, you've become a proxy investor, a proxy developer because you have
without doing the work.
Without doing the work. And then you have you have a portfolio. So if you have that money, it's just about doing the right thing and sitting on this table. Astute investors who have done this over and they've been beaten. I love to work with people who have been beaten, who have been tested. Because the truth is, I don't want to work with a newbie because they've not learned the ropes. I want to work with people that have been tested. They've been through it and they are still standing. A lot of these people here, if some people go through what they've gone through, they will not recover. They will not recover.
Yes, patterned after the metropolitan pastor.
They will not recover. So they've stood the test of time. They've learned, they've seen things not to do, and they are people that you can trust. So with your investment, you are safe. Lagos is the perfect place to invest. We are not chasing you away. I am Igbo and everybody here, I mean, to a large extent, you know, they are not...
We are Nigerians.
They are not Lagosians.
Yeah, we are Nigerians.
We are one. Connected together, you know, we're united. So,
by Lagos one, is a great place. Called
Nigeria.
Oh my God. All I'm trying to say is... Get your money, buy properties, not just because we want you to invest here because we have properties, but because you're doing yourself a favor. Thank you very much.
Grow.
Yes, so my name is Confidence, and once again, this is Key to Keys.
Key to Keys. Thank you.